I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Tonight on the Below Deck Mediterranean Season 3 reunion.
That's why you will probably never make it.
I don't know where this hatred came from.
Do you think you're the problem?
I don't really give a shit.
We get caught in a Bermuda love triangle.
We're just friends.
It's obviously more than just friends.
It is just friends.
It is just friends.
You said some really romantic things to Casey.
Just tell the truth.
Hope you listed drama on your preference sheet. Because the Below Deck Mediterranean reunion starts now. Hey, everybody. Welcome aboard the Below Deck Mediterranean Season 3 reunion. I'm your captain, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with the crew of the Talisman. Welcome, Jamie.
Hi.
Hey, Chef Adam.
Happy to be here.
Hi, Conrad.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you.
Hannah.
Hi, Andy.
Captain Sandy.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Joao.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Andy.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, good to see you.
You too.
Hey, Casey.
Hey, Andy.
Good to see you. And last but not least, Colin.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
I have an ocean of questions for you, so I want to embark on this reunion. Hannah, are you and Conrad still together?
No.
You're not?
No.
That was a solid no.
That's a big no.
Joao, are you and Brooke still together?
No.
No?
No, we're not.
Now, I've heard mixed reports about this. How recent is it that you're not together?
I think it is mixed. After, you know, the airing of the show, it's been quite difficult for both of us, more so for Brooke.
I wonder why.
Following the show, we had a month in Zimbabwe, and then we were together for maybe 5 months, 6 months after it. And
wow.
Then, yeah. And then it all went downhill.
We're going to get into that a little bit. Well, this charter season, the guests had a boatload of demands, but unlike last season, Chef Adam was determined to not let them sink his ship. Watch.
Nuts, please, immediately.
Yes, she's really going down to get them.
At the moment, I'm kind of wishing back to the days when I was looking after the Russian mafia.
They're all white. Oh, my God.
Hey, let's turn this into a beach lunch.
Here we go. We'll just do whatever we want to do.
My dog eats food like this. I don't.
I've had better.
What's after this meal? This is lunch. Just this?
In this industry, you don't get a second chance.
I know Adam's definitely going to redeem himself this time.
I'm here for you, man.
I'm not distracted. I'm in the right mindset.
Oh! Heck yeah.
Oh, this is crazy.
Give it that cool extra love, right?
I'm speechless.
Isn't he amazing?
I needed to reinvent myself. If I claim to be a chef, it's time to challenge myself. I feel like this charter season was my chance to do that.
Love it. Food looked great.
Thank you.
Here's a great question from Sam Shuford on Twitter. Are all the charter guests always this much of assholes, or is it because they're on TV? Do you think, are the guests amping it up?
To be honest, I think most charter guests, they know what they want. And if they don't get that service, then they might seem to be an asshole. But that first charter, obviously,
they were actual assholes.
Yeah.
Alexandria, Virginia said, Adam, why do you throw such spiteful diva tantrums when asked to accommodate guest requests? Is it your job to indulge them?
Indulging is boring.
Captain Sandy, Melly Cupcakes wants to know if Adam redeemed himself with you this season.
Absolutely. But I didn't know he wasn't cooking for the crew.
Did not cook for the crew. There were some nights that went by where they went unfed.
But he did redeem himself. His food was...
And I will remind everyone that I didn't eat for 4 weeks straight. So, just saying.
Well, let's get into that. What do you mean?
I can't even feed myself. I don't sit down and take a break. I don't even have time to sit down and complain about not having food.
Yeah,
I'm eating a can of Pringles for six
the
weeks.
The thing is, we've got such stressful
it's
days.
It's crazy. Yeah. That's no excuse, though. I should have fed you guys.
Okay, let's change gears. Between Casey lying on her resume and Hannah being accused of laziness, this season the interior crew had a hard time keeping their steward, S, together. Take a look.
My job is to make sure the boat runs really smoothly. Sometimes I can be a little bit short, so don't take it at all personally. It's Jew that gets seasick in perfect weather. That's what I need.
Can I put beige underwear with the red shorts?
No.
Wash it separate?
Yeah.
Awkward. Does anybody know how to make a Bloody Mary?
I just want to check with you.
Barista training?
Put in the pod and then you click the coffee machine.
Her entire CV is a lie.
I'm pissed that Casey lied on a resume, but at the same time, a third stew is an entry-level position. Hannah should have taken the time to train her properly by now.
You're
going
to get everyone in trouble and you're going to sit.
This guest is clearing the plate.
I'm sick of excuses.
Brooke's always trying to find a solution. She got them up. She managed them. She's communicating it. I could kiss her right now.
Where's Hannah?
I don't know. We're doing all this again.
I feel like it's a pattern, though. And it's frustrating.
I feel sometimes that you're taking advantage of me. Would rather do an equal amount of work.
We are doing an equal amount of work.
I've earned my rank. Mine is to boss you around. Yours is to shut the up and do the dishes.
Ooh. Okay. Melissa from Virginia said, Casey, most people after polishing up their resume look it over before putting it out there for a job. Why lie about it when you clearly didn't know what silver service was?
So I have done service before. I understand I didn't do silver service. I honestly didn't know what that meant. When I got my resume back from my friend, I skimmed it. I barely looked at it, and I just handed it in.
What lesson did you learn?
To either not give it to someone to polish or to thoroughly look it over and understand what it actually means. Well, yes, look, be honest, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I meant be honest.
Brooke, Tiffany J said, you picked up a lot of Casey's slack when she was sick. How's your relationship now? And do you think she has what it takes to make a successful Yachty?
The situation with Joao definitely drew a wedge with us, which is, you know, a shame. But we haven't really spoken much since the show. I have nothing against Casey at all. It's just an awkward situation. But when it comes to how she stepped up within the season and how she really did become a good, solid third stewardess, I definitely think that if she wanted to do it, she would be great.
Hannah, Kelly from New Jersey said, you seem to have issues with multiple people on the crew every season. Do you think you're the problem?
Yeah, I definitely play my part in it, that's for sure.
Any thoughts on that?
Okay, I would love for you to admit where you're wrong. Because if you do that, you're going to gain the respect of your fellow crewmates. Because I think it takes a really big person to be able to look at where they made their mistake and admit it.
I definitely made mistakes throughout this season and last season and the season before.
But Brooke really, I think, really worked really hard. No, I know for a fact.
Yeah.
And would you admit that?
I think that's... You know, I think that there was definitely, you know, a period that I went through where I was going through my stuff, and Brooke definitely picked up the slack
for me.
I have never heard you say that, so it's nice to hear it.
Casey, Lauren S. from Virginia said, do you think Brooke would be a better Chief Stew than Hannah?
Yeah. In terms of my learning style, I do believe, you know, Brooke would be a better Chief Stew, and I think she would take criticism a little bit better.
Wow, that answer seems to please you.
No, not at all. I think with Brooke having come from Burt's and she's been solidly on charter boats up until this charter season, I feel that with respect, you know, Hannah has admitted that there's been times where she hasn't been working on boats. And I think in order to be the best you can be in a job, you have to just keep going at that job to learn.
What's your reaction to what Casey said, that she thinks Brooke might make a better Chief Stew for her temperament?
I think that's fair enough. I think that everyone, you know, learns differently. And I think, you know, there was probably frustration on my part with those first few charters and, you know, then the CV happened. So I probably didn't show her a whole lot of patience and things like that. But, you know, at the end of the day as well, you know, between Sandy and I, if, you know, if we keep Casey on, it's my responsibility then to let go, okay, cool, clean slate, move on, and, you know, not hold any of that, which, you know, I probably did. So
you don't fire people because they're sick. I mean, if Casey did not improve, of course we would have had to let her go, but she did improve.
She did a fair amount of kissing your ass.
Casey?
I worked.
Yeah, she did, but
yeah. I worked.
Well, I mean, you know, most crew do.
Yes, right,
You know, to be honest, but.
Well, maybe. That's where I'm learning as well.
Right. Do you think Hannah respects the position of the captain?
I think she will. I don't think maybe in the past. But I think Hannah knows I'm done. I'm obviously.
What do you mean you're done?
Well, I'm not going to do it again like it has been. Like, right. Either there's a respect for my position or there's no position for Hannah.
Look, I do respect Sandy as a captain. I think this season I let my frustrations get the better of me. I think that sometimes I can come across like I don't need like compliments and praise and things like that. So
that's why I apologize to Hannah, because I did not compliment Hannah. In the first few charters, Hannah was killing it.
After you had that conversation with Hannah in what looked like the laundry room, where you said you felt that you had been working harder, did things improve for you after that?
Definitely. Yes. Like, literally instantly. The next day, it completely changed. I was so glad. But I wish I hadn't waited so long just to speak to
your friend. So you were able to take that in, not defensively, and say...
I think, you know, at the time, I definitely took it defensively. I think my part in that is I need to communicate with the girls more about what I'm doing, as opposed to kind of walking in and going, hey, can you do this and this and this? And then they see me like on the bridge on my laptop or something.
Joao, do you think that Brooke is being too easy on Hannah?
Not because she's accepting, you know, how she feels about it. And I think I'm surprised. I genuinely feel that myself and Hannah also, I mean, I've had my issues. And if we accept our issues, we could be really good friends. And I think, honestly, that's what I feel. I mean, I didn't expect you to accept and admit your mistakes. I really didn't. I came here with a different idea. Yeah. And I respect that about you, honestly.
As the intrepid leader aboard the Talisman, Captain Sandy made it her top priority to keep her crew in line. But when Hannah and Conrad's romance got in the way of their work, Captain Sandy had to do some below deck meddling. Watch.
I'm not having a good time.
Okay, it's our first charter. This is not a good way to start.
Hey, am I ever gonna get that toast?
I asked for toast 15 minutes later, okay. I think Hannah needs to tighten up the interior.
You put boat at risk, you put others at risk. That is unacceptable, Hannah.
Maybe I overreacted with Hannah, but she will never do that again. Oh, you're working really hard.
Thank you.
I admire your work ethic.
Okay.
Thank you. Up.
Thank you so much.
Why didn't you offload the tender?
Just didn't.
You get all the toys in the water.
Okay.
Every time we anchor.
Conrad seems a little scattered. What I need is for you to be more on deck and less about Hannah. You're senior crew. Ex-senior.
We're not going to bring up her resume.
Only thing I see is her every morning doing her best.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Get Hannah back to this boat now.
get away from me. Go to your cabin. I'm going to come see you when I'm calm. I'm on the verge of firing you, Hannah. Everything I tell you to do, you do.
Fantastic.
And we'll be fine. I want them to stay on point.
Christine from East Northport said, it felt like Hannah often took the role of the victim without taking much accountability for her actions. Does she feel she owes anyone an apology, including Sandy?
Yes, I've apologized to Sandy. I think I definitely, when I was very stressed and frustrated, I did to Sandy what I don't like my girls doing to me.
Which is what?
Which is attitude. And that's, you know, that's not acceptable. So I do apologize for the attitude.
It seemed like your attitude really changed from that last season to this season. Did you see yourself and consider yourself too soft, or was it audience feedback, or is that who you always were?
As a captain, I take it very seriously. We're there to serve your menus, your dinners, your drinks, the toys in the water, all the toys. The fact that Conrad, you know, I'll put it this way. When most of these people were in the birth canal, I was navigating the Suez Canal. And when...
How long have you been working on that one?
I haven't. It's the truth. Like, when I thought about it, you know, it's like, why didn't you put the tender in? And I, you know, Conrad and I had a discussion on the bridge after that. So it wasn't that, oh, I just took that as an answer. We did talk about it. Conrad just didn't do his job. Like, you know, every time I looked up, he was like a little puppy behind Hannah. It was just like, on Sirocco, the smoking area, it was on the port side. On Talisman, it's on the bow. Every time I looked up.
Because I could take breaks when the guests weren't doing anything.
No, you can't, Conrad. That's your mistake, is you actually think that you could call the shots. And as a 23-year-old bosun that's come from a private boat to a charter boat, you got a lot to learn. You start with listening to authority and checking in with the captain to find out what's next.
Exactly what
you don't decide to go smoke on the bow when you decide you want a cigarette on a super yacht in the middle of the Med.
When I'm allowed
it
to
doesn't happen. No, it doesn't. And that's why you will probably never make it.
You think he'll never make it?
No, I don't think he will unless he changes his attitude.
I don't understand it. I don't know where this hatred came from towards me.
There's no hatred, Conrad. I don't hate you. I don't know you enough to hate you.
No, I never understood when I was on the boat.
I'd have to love you to hate you.
I don't understand why everything was always trying against me. All I was trying to do was ever trying to help
you. I just want you to do your job.
And all your problem with me was towards Hannah and then begged
us. See what you're doing right now? There's absolutely no respect for the position. You can't,
I have 100% respect.
No. The fact that you say you can take breaks while not on charter, here's the deal. Like, we were always on charter. We were never not off charter. When we were on charter, you were always on the bow smoking, Conrad.
I was not.
Okay.
Do you think that Joao would have been a better bosun?
Yes, 100%. Absolutely.
You wanted to say what?
Yes, can I say with respect, I straight after working on, I've only worked on charter boats, and... In Conrad's defense...
You're defending Conrad.
I'm defending Conrad for the way we work differently. I went onto a private boat, and I stayed on a private boat for over a month, and I understood more, you know, that it is more relaxed. It is... The breaks are different.
Yes. But you moan at me for taking cigarette breaks, okay? But Hannah took the same.
Hannah and I have already had a discussion. You and I haven't.
I texted you, and it was a nice
I said, I'll
message.
See you here.
Like, exactly. But yeah, I reached out to you to try and sort it out.
But you didn't bring it up. I don't know what you want to talk about. I wish you all the best in life. I really mean that. Like, I hope that you follow your dreams wherever they take you. I don't have an issue with you. I was your captain on a super yacht, and I think you're just really confused when it comes to that.
That was your whole problem with me that season, because it seemed to stem from a lot
more. Conrad, you were not... present on deck. And I'm leaving it at that. I'm not going to continue this discussion because you don't see it. So I don't choose and pick crew who to be mean to and who to be nice to. I am across the board fair.
Tammy from Shreveport thinks you were playing favorites this season. Captain Sandy, she says, you were constantly criticizing Conrad and Hannah for the most minute of details, but you let Joao get away with disrespecting everyone on the boat and making them all uncomfortable. Were you aware
of
Joao's mouth?
I don't really give a Like, I don't care. I'm not his moral compass. Like, I'm not your mother. I'm not your moral compass. Like, you make your own decisions. All I care about is the job.
Nazreen from Baltimore said, Joao, you were constantly asking Conrad to show you some respect when you refused to respect him as a bosun.
Yeah. Watching back how I was, I you know, again, I say I'm the biggest anti-fan of myself. I learned a lot of, you know, how I disrespected him, and I did. I did demand respect, but I felt like, you know, with the work ethic, I was wanting more out of it. I was wanting us to push, and I was wanting, and I felt, again, from him being from a private boat, he didn't have that push, and I've got frustrated.
Do you feel you owe him an apology?
I have apologized, and absolutely.
And my hat goes off to him.
Well, whether it was Joao's love triangle or Colin's secret crush on Brooke, while the crew of the Talisman was dropping anchor around Italy, they seemed more interested in dropping their pants around each other. Watch.
If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together.
They've had like a thing for you.
Why didn't you tell me?
You know, who knows what would happen, but, you know, there's something in the back of my head, you know, hoping.
What's wrong? I know you do.
She's just not my type.
I haven't had sex in 8 years.
So what would change that then? Meeting the right guy.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
You gotta raise that voice up sometimes.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
Between Casey and Brooke, I like both. So who's gonna flirt with me back the most?
There'll be a place again.
To Zimbabwe. Non-return.
I know what I want.
What the f*** just happened? I told Brooke to be careful because I think deep down you know that you're gonna f with her.
Go.
I don't know if he's trying to make me jealous or if he's just a serial flirt. Your actions speak louder than words.
Say it because I've already said it. I feel like if I didn't get up, that wouldn't have happened.
I'm 100% right.
Would it have been me? Would this be us right now?
When I kissed Brooke, it all made sense.
Yeah, I believe in the fairy tale, and I'm just going to keep going into the next chapter looking for that.
Okay, lots to unpack here. Brooke, Sarah from Chapel Hill says, no offense, but you seem to change your feelings for men more often than most people change their underwear in a day. What's the deal with that?
I think, obviously, I broke up with someone when I first got on the show, and, yeah, with Adam, I always thought he was really cute. And I just got drunk and told him I liked him. But I think with me and Joao, it started like instantaneously from stepping on the boat. We had a real good connection.
Joao, yes. Renata from Lantana, Florida, has a strong opinion about you.
Oh, no.
You want to hear what she has to say?
I don't know if I do.
She says, you have been such a pompous dick this whole season, acting like you're the greatest gift to women. I hope Brooke watches back the episodes and see what we all saw in him. So, yeah. Brooke did, and she dumped you.
More or less. No, we split up because trying to get onto different boats. We couldn't find a job together.
Are you shaking your head like that?
Yeah, Casey, why are you...
I don't know why they really broke up, but just from what I know, they've been on and off since they've gotten off the boat. I think there's just more to the story.
I do, too. Do you think you were a pompous dick
Absolutely.
On the show? You
100%.
Do.
Yes, I should never have. I didn't realize the game I was playing until I saw it.
Brooke, when you saw him on the show, mm-hmm. what was it that turned you off so much?
Just the extent of how it was with Casey after we'd kind of committed. That was just way too much, and the, you know, that. Oh, if Casey would have sat down 1,000,000%, it would have been you instead. You know, that makes me feel like crap. So, you know, I know it was a while ago, but I'm still struggling to see that and to really accept that in just 8 months that he's totally changed and he's not that person. So until I feel that he isn't that person anymore, then maybe we can talk. But until then, I'm not.
That was fairly devastating. I mean, you're having this huge. Yeah. Flirt with Casey. She gets up for a second. Brooke sits down, and then you just start making out with her.
With Brooke, from the start, we had, you know, a really close chemistry, and then she had a boyfriend. So I was really insecure in myself as well. I'd back up, and then I'd be like, okay, well, I'm not getting anything here. I don't want to be with anyone. And it just, I was so confused throughout the whole situation.
I mean, you told me
certain things, and you also told me certain things after filming had ended, and you had said it to a few people.
Yeah.
And
like what kind of certain things? Like that he was into you?
Yeah, and that he was questioning his relationship with Brooke, and that if it had been another week on the boat, he would have ended it with Brooke and stuff like that. And it was before you went to Zimbabwe, right after we left the boat.
Really?
Well, we discussed that between you and I, if we had had another week on the boat, we wouldn't have made it because of the pressure.
Yeah, between you and I, we discussed that. Yeah.
I spoke to everyone about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I think because you were trying to work on your relationship with Brooke, you're trying to downplay your feelings towards me while we were on the boat and then what you have told me since then off the boat. I don't like the fact that he's trying to downplay it now as if this whole time on the boat it was just a flirting game and he knew all along, no offense, but he knew all along that it was Brooke because he didn't.
I definitely didn't know it was Brooke all along. I know that for a fact.
So let me just be clear.
Yeah.
After you went to Florence,
yes.
You start communicating with Casey.
We were communicating, and Brooke had a big issue with that, yes.
I didn't know about that afterwards. No, I didn't know.
Know about what? That we were communicating?
No. I had no idea. Especially not about me and you or anything to do with us. So.
We were just friends.
It's obviously more than just friends, because it's never just friends, especially with that what happened on the boat. Just friends is just friends, not like, oh, I fancied you 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean?
It is just friends. I mean...
It is just friends.
We've seen each other in LA.
There's no such thing as just friends.
There's no such thing as just friends.
Of course, you know what? Again, and honestly, I'm so disappointed in how I was because I really did not know any better. And
sounds like Brooke is disappointed in how you are.
Joao's main sort of changes and developments have been very recent, I'd say 2-3 months. I think there's too much water under the bridge with this situation, and it is a shame, but we are different people anyway, and I think if you did really respect me, then everything that I saw at the end of the show with you pushing for an answer, that's not very fair on me. You wanted to know more, even though we were at that time friends, and I was, you know, supporting you and helping you through the role, and I did feel a little bit disrespected.
I was trying to find out what had happened that night. I wasn't trying to steal your
man.
You
were like, say it.
Because I wanted him to finally tell the honest truth.
Can I just, you know...
Joao, I heard you left your last job to work on your relationship with Brooke.
Yes.
Wow. That's big, right, Brooke?
It's...
No?
I mean, I didn't ask him to do that, so... I didn't.
Yeah, and it's fair. Brooke
knows how I feel about her, and she knows the mistakes I've made too. And it, you know, going through the show, she is an independent person. So,
Joao, Josh L from New York said, "You told Casey if she hadn't gotten up then, 1,000,000%, she could have been the one that night." Do you have regrets that she got up?
No, I don't.
You said no. I know. That's what I'm saying. There was so
not
much
what he said. What on the phone?
Months ago.
I was playing a game that I didn't even know I was playing. And, you know, when it came to the point where I was trying to be honest as well, and, you know, after the show, Brooke had also said, you know, if she didn't get there, would I have kissed Casey? And I said there was a probability. And
that's bullshit.
It isn't. I told you that.
You never said that to me about 3 weeks ago.
I have a question.
Yes.
I just want to know, how were you guys the day of leaving the boat? Like, what was the status of your relationship? Were you guys in a very good place?
No.
Leaving the boat?
We'd obviously just been kissing and just hanging out, and it was just a boat thing. We knew that afterwards.
It took months.
The day of leaving the boat. From what I saw...
And heard.
And definitely heard. You... said some really romantic things to Casey, and I just want you to let that know. Like, me, I'm a good friend of Casey's.
Of course.
Like, I need you to just admit to that.
Okay. I would. I don't know. I can't remember.
What romantic things, Jamie?
They were sitting together. He kissed on the cheek. I don't know. But I just want to know if you guys were in a good place or not.
You went off the boat
to
go on vacation with Brooke, and that's great and that's good, but then stick to Brooke.
Okay.
Don't
go to drinks with us and then continue as if there is still a love triangle. And even after we've gotten off the boat, every time you guys fight, it's like, it's still there.
If they fight now, do you hear from him now?
Me and Joao usually keep in contact, no matter whether they're fighting or not, except for when they do fight.
Does the tone get a little flirty?
Not as much, but just a little bit. Not as much. I can always tell when they've been fighting. I'll say that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
So, when you fight with Brooke, you flirt with Casey. This is still going on.
No, it's not still going on. Do I flirt with you?
It's very faint.
No.
Joao, before you moved to be with Brooke, you called me to tell me what had happened.
What had happened?
That you guys had fought and that it was bad and that you guys were completely done and that you were going to come to New York, you were going to come visit me and Colin.
Is this news to you, Brooke?
Yeah, of course. It's definitely the opposite from what I've heard from Joao this whole time, so I had no idea. So, yeah, thank you, everyone, for timing.
Is this going to inform your future with Joao?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I give her a hug?
Sure.
Sorry.
Yeah,
what's the time?
Anything you want to say for yourself?
I don't know if I don't know.
Just tell the truth.
You know I love you. You know I'm in love.
He loves her. There's no doubt about that. He's in love with her. There's no doubt about that. He's always told me that. He's in love with you. That's never been a question. Honestly, it's never been a question.
No, I know, but you just lied about all of that.
So if you know how he feels about her, why do you engage? Like, why don't you just draw the line?
We're friends. I mean, I guess it depends on how the viewer sees it, but there was...
It's reciprocated on both ends, like previously it was.
There was never anything that ever happened between me and Joao.
Joao, would you say you're still in love with Brooke?
I can't even explain how in love with Brooke I am.
Really? What do you love about her?
I think,
Clearly he's moved to tears about you. I mean, that must mean something to you.
No, it does. I mean, it does, but it doesn't take away that he's lied about this. And, you know, I just want...
But talking to me, I can understand, yes, like the little bit of flirting, but just having a friendship.
No flirting is acceptable if he's trying to actually make something happen with us. And
but he would only do it when you guys were broken up.
We only broke up 3 months ago. The whole time we've been together solidly.
On and off. No.
No, we were.
Joao, come back. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What do you love about her?
You know, she changed me from the start. And she showed me parts of, you know, something I'd never had the privilege of seeing, you know, a normal life, a normal family and a normal everything. And I respected her for it first. You know, it was tough for me to try and break out of this shell that I had, you know, with my past and stuff. And, you know, when she came back home with me, I treated her like shit. And
she went to Zimbabwe.
Yes, yeah.
You didn't treat her well.
I only see that now with, you know, going to Europe and seeing how, you know, people are supposed to be treated. And you know, I for every second that I grew to learn about myself, I felt more in love with her. And it's not even a case, like, there was a situation where I thought off my boat, I was like, if I don't leave to try and save this, and I don't leave this, to try and save this relationship, we should never have left each other.
What do you want to say to her before we change topics?
There's nothing I haven't said. Like, I'm in love with you, and I need work. Obviously, I need work. That's not...
Just don't lie.
I didn't even... I swear to God, I don't know why.
I don't know. Just don't lie.
I know.
Yeah. Do you love him, Brooke?
Of course, yeah.
You do?
I do love you, but I think you need to learn what it is to be a man and how to have respect and just don't lie, just be honest.
Yeah.
But I don't think that that's fair in the sense that, because again, yes, there was flirting, but in certain parts on the boat, you don't get to see our friendship.
Right.
He was there for me when I was seasick. He was the only one bringing me food, the only one bringing me water.
Because he was trying to get in your pants.
No, he wasn't. This was before Capri. This was before he knew anything. He was actually being very genuine. He is a very genuine guy. And we had a friendship. And even when he was with Brooke, he would always talk very highly about Brooke. I was under the impression she knew all along. Mm-hmm. I was under the impression that she
over
knew...
Over a few texts, yeah.
Okay, exactly. It's not like we were talking every single day. I was under the impression she knew that we still had a friendship.
Out of respect to Brooke, are you willing to sacrifice your communication with Joao?
Out of respect for Brooke and for what Joao wants, of course. But I think the fact that he would need to do that just shows that there's a very toxic thing in their relationship.
I think it's the history, right, that's attached to the situation.
Obviously, yeah.
It's not, if Joao was that way with Jamie or something, Brooke would probably just laugh it off. But because of the situation that you guys had on the boat, it makes Brooke uncomfortable, and that should just be something that's, okay, if it makes Brooke uncomfortable, there doesn't need to be any questions about it.
Joao, could you sacrifice your friendship with Casey to remain with Brooke?
I would sacrifice anything for Brooke.
When Chief Stew Hannah fell for the young bosun Conrad, it seemed like a match made in heaven. But as the charter season went on, their relationship wasn't quite as smooth as Conrad's baby face. Take a look.
I got a blister though.
I'll pop it for you in the morning.
Oh, you are so
romantic.
Good to me. Yeah,
Conrad's absolutely adorable, but I'm looking for a man, not a puppy dog.
I quite like a cougar. And Hannah's a cougar.
Huh? Ah. I love violence.
It's just chart, I guess. It's just a bit of money.
That's not getting to me. It's what I'm feeling for you.
Just let it happen.
Hannah, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. It's anxiety, it's empty.
I'm falling in love with him. Oh. And when I fall in love with men, I go away from them.
You owe me a 50.
Sorry?
You owe me 50 euros.
I don't mean it now. Aren't you a sweetie?
No, not really.
You're gonna answer this question now or it's over.
Stop giving me these f***ing ultimatums.
You cannot answer the facts for whether you'd be happy with me or you need money. And that is why I'm ending it right now, and that is it.
Oh, God.
Can you shut the f*** up and come to Prague with me?
No!
Okay, then we won't do it.
I'm saying.
So change my flight.
Yes.
Have you really got 6 weeks without sex or a blue job? And you're turning it down right now.
What?
Okay.
I didn't watch that. Ugh.
I want to start with that.
You cleaned the carpet that day?
We got the carpet cleaners in.
Yeah, right.
So, you two were having an affair for, like, around, was
six
it
weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah. Mm.
So you're saying that in those 6 weeks, I mean, I'm sorry to ask you this, it's very personal, but you never had sex or had blowjobs
no.
in those 6 weeks?
No.
Why?
Because there's cameras everywhere. Yeah.
Well, there aren't. It didn't stop in your season. Well, I mean, no, but I mean, we've had other seasons of Below Deck where they're doing it in the laundry room.
Yeah, no, there's guest cabins. I don't know. We just didn't. It was, I guess, something that was supposed to be waiting till we got off the boat.
It seems like you left the boat on okay terms.
I think we, you know, boat relationships are really difficult anyway, and then boat relationships on camera are very difficult. And I think we kind of both, everything that would have eventually come out over 12 months all came out in 6 weeks.
Right.
So we left with respect for each other. Yeah. And
plus, during your breakdown, you said that you sabotage relationships. And then we saw your relationship deteriorate. Do you think you sabotaged it?
Yeah, probably.
To the rest of the crew, what did you all think of Conrad hooking up with Hannah in front of your faces for the entire Charter season?
You know, I thought they were professional, and I think they were a really great couple.
Can I add something to that?
Yes.
Like, I was very, very from the outset, I was like, keep them working private, separate. Like, we weren't making out in front of, like, crew when we were on charter. When we were on charter, we were on charter working.
I don't think Captain Sandy would agree, because when they would always go to a spot, the Captain Sandy would always see them.
Were you smoking on the bow?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's right where you are.
Right in front of
it. Overlooking it. So I think, to answer your question, they were very professional in terms of, like, being on deck, just like Colin said.
I loved it because the night that he slept in her room, I got the whole room to myself. So it was awesome.
Captain Sandy Maggie from Clearwater, Florida, wants to know if, after seeing this season's footage, you think Conrad and Hannah's relationship was actually impairing their work as much as you thought it was during the filming.
Yes.
You do?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a captain for how many years? I've had a lot of crew romances, please.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clear. So this isn't my first crew romance, witnessing it. It definitely impacted it.
Neither of you think it did?
No.
For me, indirectly, yes, 100%.
By the way, I mean, when you were shelved with an anxiety attack because you were so in love with him for a day, I mean, that doesn't seem like something that a chief stew would do. I mean, I was actually surprised that you didn't say, I'm sorry you're lovesick, but get back up there.
I think it was, do you know what? At the time, that was the only thing that I could see that was different to seasons 1 and 2. Now, looking back on it, with the charter guests, with everything.
What was the only thing that was different?
I had a relationship. Yeah. So that was the only thing I could kind of think of at the time. And then stepping back from it and seeing the charter guests, the lack of sleep, it was everything that had built up. I came into the season not my best. And right. I wasn't in a good place when I started the charter season. And then Sandy was with me in that bathroom, that wasn't just a, oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Yeah.
She was legitimately, like, I was really concerned to the
you
point
were
where
shaking.
I was.
Yeah.
I was ready to take her to the hospital.
Wow. Like,
she couldn't talk.
Casey and Brooke, Taryn M. wants to know, do you think if Conrad wasn't in the picture, Hannah would have been a better chief stew?
Yeah, I think she was distracted by that situation. I think that was a big part of it, definitely.
You do too.
Yeah, she was distracted. And
I think as well, like, the other thing that sometimes people forget is we are doing our job, which is hard enough. But when there's cameras in front of your face, if you have half a brain in your head, you do start overthinking. And if you have anxiety as a person, then, you know, you start overthinking and thinking how things are going to be on TV, how it's going to be edited, social,
right. All
of that sort of stuff can really...
Plus, it was not your first season, so...
Exactly. So I know how things, you know, appear. And yes, it did distract me from my job because there was a lot going on in my head. And, you know, I learnt my lesson about getting into that, especially on a boat with cameras.
What did the two of you each see in each other?
I think probably for me it was... He's so different to the guys that I usually date. And honestly, we just had, like, a really fun time at the start before the screaming. So, yeah, it was like we laughed a lot, we joked a lot, and, you know, he's a sweetheart, so.
And you?
I, like I said during the show, like I saw a different side to kind of Hannah than you see this kind of hard exterior. Like I saw this kind of laughy, jokey, bubbly side to her.
I think the initial downfall was Hannah's used to having kind of guys fall at her feet and give her whatever she wanted. And the minute he defied her in terms of...
That is absolutely not true. I actually date guys that are a complete opposite of that.
Well, I meant guys want you. And you, they will do anything to have you, in the sense, that's what I meant. Does that sound, no?
You were done Watch What Happens Live, and your date that night was quite a bit younger than you.
Yeah.
So.
Only 20.
You can, like, play with them. You don't get into relationships with them. That's what I learned.
Okay. So,
you
now,
and by the way.
No,
you said you were in a relationship with
Go
them.
Go on.
Yeah.
So, out of curiosity, tonight, we're in New York City. Do you think the two of you will rekindle this?
No.
No?
I hope not. He's right above
staying
me.
With me so.
Are you in relationships?
No.
No.
I'm not in a relationship.
No, you're not.
No.
Okay. What do you think's going to happen with the two of you tonight? Big fight?
Oh. No. I'm going to watch a film in bed. Have an early one.
Really?
Large glass of wine.
Well, when two couples who can't stand each other live and work on the same boat, it makes for quite the bothersome foursome. Take a look at this.
I'm not a stewardess, sweetheart. I'm your chief steward.
Oh, you're not my chief steward. You are a chief steward.
I am the chief steward, but I'll still make you my bitch, sweetheart.
For a 30-year-old, for nothing you have got going on in your life.
Hey, shut the fuck up. I'm sick of listening to this.
I'm really concerned with Joao's lack of professionalism last night. He better not pull that shit deck.
She'd come up after an hour and a half extra of sleeping in.
Where's the hierarchy here, okay? I am the one that dishes out the shit.
He talks a lot about hierarchy, but then doesn't give me that status. It's f***ing ridiculous.
Have that sip went down with nails.
You're a f***ing psycho. Something's not right.
All right. No, that's wrong. I'm sorry. No.
Get out my face.
Thank you. I'm not asking for a juggling thunder like you.
Respect the f***ing women, you prick.
If you're going to do something with him, then just stay the away from me.
Brooke, Hannah, could I grab you in the galley for service, please?
We're going to be ragdoll tonight.
I feel like because Hannah's attitude towards me and my choices with Joao have been negative, she's taken that out of me.
Your boyfriends and girlfriends respectively hate each other. It's competition now.
Okay, a lot of questions. Did anyone on the crew actually like Joao besides Brooke and Casey?
Colin
is the only person that liked Joao on the boat.
You know, minus outside of being bunkmates, instead of jumping on the, like, I hate Joao bandwagon, I thought it would be better for him to have someone on the boat to kind of, you know, kind of vent to and maybe talk him, you know, talk a little sense into him.
The idea that you have an alter ego, Jezebob, that you turn into when you're drunk.
Yeah.
And Jezebob is, you know, horrible and you're not going to predict. I mean, it seems like such a flimsy little scapegoat I have a horrible alter ego, so I can't control myself. I mean,
I was never aware of how bad it was. Never. Not once did I know, you know, with my friends at home, because they knew of the person I was without it. They would let it slide, you know, when they saw it. But it wasn't a common thing. It was once, you know, every 6 or 7 odd months or something. It wasn't as common as what it was on the boat.
So then why did we see Jezebob more?
I felt like the first, because I felt it was funny. I don't know. I didn't know how bad it was. You know, it was heartbreaking. I shouldn't have done it. Honest to God, I shouldn't have. I think alcohol was my escape because I didn't want to open up. I didn't want to open up to anyone about my whole life. And instead of opening up, I took to the bottle, and then I would become this asshole. I thought I was just stopping myself from venting my actual feelings.
What are you going to do about Jezebob?
It hasn't come back since the show. Not once.
So, Donna from Derby, Connecticut, has an interesting theory. She thinks that perhaps Hannah and Joao were attracted to each other. Mm-hmm. And your issue with each other stems from sexual tension.
Ooh, I like this. Go on, Hannah. Yeah.
He's more age appropriate.
He's drinking.
No.
No,
I don't think that was it.
No.
Okay. Lisa from Virginia said, Hannah, why do you think it's fun to take pictures and pose with a drunken, passed out Brooke? It's actually not funny. It's mean.
So I guess, like, for a lot of girls, like, for example, if it was Casey, I wouldn't have done it with Casey. Because
why?
I don't think Casey would see the funny side of it. I shared a bunk with Brooke, and the next day she thought it was hilarious, and that's what I assumed she would.
Right.
So to me, I was like, it was just, you know, it was just, I don't know.
It's pretty harmless.
It didn't bother Brooke, and yeah.
No. I think it's interesting, Joao, I respected the fact that you stood up and you said that's not appropriate, and you consider yourself a gentleman, yet you called Hannah the C word.
Yeah.
So what kind of gentleman are you?
I understand that. Like, it's that phrase I've actually said before, like, it was, again, it's a jokingly thing from home. Like, it sounds really bad, but, you know, she had called me a psychotic dick and, you know, all those kind of things. And it was me saying, you know, she had the see you next Tuesday word she does use. And she called me that, if, like, at the table when it was water and it was bleeped out. She did call me that as well. But I can't make excuses for that. You know, I should never have done it. And I apologize for it.
Lindsay C. Facebooked, Brooke, after seeing how Joao spoke to Hannah, do you regret being so dismissive of her negative feelings towards him?
Yeah, I do. Not only that, just what she was warning me about in general. I think I do regret just totally being naive to it.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
That must make you feel good.
It doesn't make me feel good.
No.
No. I don't want to be right,
right
in that situation. I don't want to be right.
No, but, I mean, in terms of the show, like, since leaving, it's different, but in terms of the show, what you were pointing out to me definitely did make me feel terrible since watching, so, you know, you were looking out for me.
I really wasn't trying to be in your business. It was genuinely just being protective of somebody that I cared about, so.
Before we disembark, I have a few more questions for the crew of the Talisman. Captain Sandy Brandon W. from River Edge wants to know, who was your MVP this season and who is most improved?
Brooke is my MVP. Most improved would be Casey.
Nice.
It's like they had a good leader or something. I'm joking.
Isn't Captain Sandy the leader?
Yeah, okay. But you know.
That's nice to hear, right?
That's lovely. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Biggest regret of the season. Your biggest regret?
Embellishing on my CV.
Right. Yeah.
For sure.
Conrad?
I wish that I'd gone on with Sandy better. I wish we had a better relationship on board.
What about you, Hannah?
Definitely my relationship with Sandy. The last night. And
I like that one.
That was a big regret.
Why? Sorry. You two finally slept together the last night?
Yeah.
You regret it?
Yeah.
Really?
First 5 seconds ever.
Why do you regret it?
You go first.
Is that how it happened?
No, I guess I just, you know, like, to me, I'm like, that's not really something I want on TV. You know, it's 24 hours, honey. Just keep them closed.
Right.
Do what you need to do when you get off the boat. Like, that's a big regret for me. And definitely because, like I mentioned before, I had some personal stuff going on. And I think that's where me and Joao have a lot in common, is I definitely use alcohol as a crutch. So I was disappointed in myself that I allowed myself to do that so much throughout the season.
Joao, you have to have
where do I start?
Long list of regrets.
Yeah, I regret, you know, obviously the game first. That I was playing, and I regret not being able to, you know, understand everyone for their own story, and just I was an egotistic prick. So,
Captain Sandy, any regrets this season?
Yeah, not acknowledging when Hannah was doing a great job, and You did a fantastic job in the beginning.
Captain Sandy, any closing thoughts?
I would just say to you, just be honest.
Yeah.
You know, and if you want to date multiple women, then just all I'm saying to you is just be honest. And you are a great person. Like, you're authentic, you're solid in your being, and, you know, you're great. It's just that one little area.
I had a lot to learn.
Yeah. I like you. You're good. I like everybody. And you, you know, we're going to be fine, you know, and I'm sorry you feel that way because it's definitely not personal. What I admired about you when you came on the boat is you talked about you didn't want to be in yachting, that you want to do what your father did. You want to work in yachting enough to make enough money to go out and buy houses and then renovate them. And that, to me, was like, wow, he has a plan. That's at 23. That's amazing. I was in jail.
She was in the Suez Canal. You were in the birth canal. Well, it has been an incredible charter season. I can't wait to see what you all do next. Bon voyage, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.